Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with South Boston General Manager Brandon Brown. Then we'll speak with $10,000 Micro Sprint race winner Cullen Hutchison. And we'll have a conversation with Southern All-Star Series race winner Shane Clanton. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out at Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Dixieland goes to Robert Tyler. Blue Ridge Outlaw Late Models at Harris to Brandon Dockery. Milstead and Mari get wins at East Lincoln. Bowman Gray to Burt and Slate Myers getting mod wins. Typhoon Ty gets it done at Friendship. Hickory to Snodgrass. Cruz Madison victorious at Gastonia. County Line to Dustin Mitchell. Zach Brown to Checker at Wake County. And Caraway to Jimmy Cooper. Stephen Nassy grabs the victory at Florida's Five Flags. Auburndale goes to Michael Fuller. Modoc, South Carolina to the boss, Ross Bales. The Ultimates at Sumter to Ben Watkins. Hunter McManus wins Lancaster. Anderson to Case James. Scott Cannon wins Traveler's Rest. Florence to Casey Kelly. Ross Paris wins Lawrence. And Sugar T.E. to Cameron Lambert. Tennessee at Tazewell to Travis Foltz. Cameron Hawkins gets it done at Big South. Wartburg to Jason Manley. Weaver and Lowe both in victory lane at I-75. Livonia, Georgia to Chase Watkins, while Jimmy Oliver gets it done at Sugar Creek. Historic 441 to Cameron Rollins. Michael Page, winner at Sonoya. Tocoa to Kenny Collins. And Chad Puckett, victorious at the Baja. Virginia at With to Blake Brown. Conrad and Derek split the late model wins at Langley. Natural Bridge to Zach Seiss. Dale Durham wins Oak Level. And Pulaski, Ben Morabito. And joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, General Manager at South Boston Speedway, one of those beautiful tracks there in Southern Virginia, Brandon Brown. I understand that next Saturday, June 27th, you've got a big event coming to that track. What you got cooking?
Oh, man, we're cooking everything, especially bologna burgers. it's the Thunder Road Harley-Davidson 200, the 20th running of the event, which is super cool. And then got the great partnership with NASCAR, Flow Racing, and the Virginia Triple Crown.
About Martinsville? I understand. Brandon Brown, General Manager, South Boston Speedway, getting ready for the 27th big Saturday there for him. Martinsville has just thrown something in for the winner of the race. What happened there?
Yeah, so this was like they re-upped us for last year. This was an idea from Clay Campbell. When we were talking last year about just different things that we can do to elevate the entirety of the Triple Crown, and Clay wanted to make sure that the winner of the Thunder Road 200 and the Hampton Heat got automatic bids into the Valley Star 300 at Martinsville last year, and so that was a really cool marketing deal, really, you know, thing. A special thing that a driver can hang their hat on, because we know what a big deal Martinsville is too. And so that was Clay's idea, and we just re-announced it for this year. So whoever wins the Thunder Road 200 this year gets again an automatic bid into the 40 car feature at Martinsville later this year.
We're chatting with South Boston Speedway General Manager Brandon Brown about the Saturday, June 27th. That's next Saturday coming up. Thunder Road Harley Davidson 200. The NASCAR late models, it is all with 20th year. This thing has been going and going, and it just keeps getting bigger. Peyton Sellers coming off of a win last weekend or so, Landon Pembleton. I got to figure those would be a couple of guys that, bubble up to the top. But who are some of the other hitters that are coming to this thing?
Holy cow. Who's not coming to this thing? Well, obviously let's hit on Peyton and Landon first. Peyton, you can never count Peyton Sellers out. 8-time champion here at the track. Won more Triple Crowns than anybody. He's won this race twice. And he knows the place better than literally anyone who is driving a race car right now. So that team will be ready. And Peyton, I love the passion that our fans have about Peyton one way or the other. That's what makes racing great. So I always love, you know, when Peyton pulls into victory lane in the enthusiasm, let's say, that the fans have when Peyton wins. But he had a great battle earlier this year with Landon Pembleton. They were beating and banging on each other, and then said some words in victory lane. And those, you know, those two used to work together as on the same team. And it was great to see like a little bit of rivalry bubbling up between them. But Landon has been on it. He won three races in a row. And then this past race, due to our, you know, rule book, had to start mid pack because he won so many races in a row. And then when he was coming through the field, the car just exploded into a ball of flames. It looked scarier, that I think, than it was, just because an oil line came off, but they got the car back on track. The same thing happened to him last year in the 200. So I think they'll get the car right. And he's definitely one. If there was one that has been standing out lately above the rest, that R&S group with the zero Pembleton has been on it.
Let's leave it there for a second. Saturday, okay. June 27th, Thunder Road Harley-Davidson 200 at this guy's track. South Boston General Manager Brandon Brown, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication.com hotline, by the way, is brought to us by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. Well, I'll jump in and look at some of these, wily young kids that are out there, like Parker Eatman, Riley Music. How about some of those wild cards that could get up there and mix it up with the Kyle Dudleys, Trevor Wards, and the other two?
Oh man, we're excited to have the young kids coming in and proving that they can do it. I mean, they are absolutely proving that they can come in and compete. Just like one Connor Waddell, Seaweed, who's been running consistently top three for the past two or three months here. He's on the precipice of a big win, nearly beat Lee Pulliam in our opening event this year. But we're kind of billing it as South Boston versus Langley versus the world. And so we've got Riley Music and Aiden Millett, and a cast of characters coming in from Langley. Chase Burrow has entered. Like, we're trickling out our entries, so there's going to be a lot more coming out here soon.
Thunder Road, yes, Harley Davidson 200 at South Boston Speedway. Thanks, Brandon Brown, the GM. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings, all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low. Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. And if you're listening on WBUT in Butler, Pennsylvania, this is a hometown guy, the winner out at Logansport, Indiana, in a micro sprint race, not just of a trophy, but of $10,000, 14-year-old Cullen Hutchison. Hey, Cullen, welcome to the show. Congrats on another big win there for you. At 14, what do you do with the driver's portion of winning 10 grand?
Yeah, you know, it just goes back into the racing. And, you know, I just do my best and hopefully get up, run up front, get good results, and hopefully build a career off of it.
Well, I mean, do you get a special, you know, drive through? Do you get a triple size something or other, just at least to, you know, eat with a smile for taking the victory?
Yeah, I always like getting a steak or something like that, nice and with the family.
Very, very cool. Cullen Hutchison getting more than a steak, the $10,000 steak in what they call the big dance at Logansport, Indiana's US 24 micro sprints. You run micro sprints and midgets. I think people would maybe understand that the Tulsa shootout, which you won earlier this year, that's for the micros, and the Chili Bowl is midgets, which are a bigger car. How is running some of these midget cars that are bigger helping you with these micro sprints? Is it a way to learn a little bit different and actually expand how good you can drive?
Yeah, you know, it's a completely different aspect when running the midget. You got to drive it completely different, and it races differently. So I build off of how the midgets race, and when I go back to the micros, I feel like I build less racecraft in the micro than the midget, and it gives me a better advantage, I feel like, going into the weekend in the micro.
Wow. Well, an advantage he has had coming off of that start of the year event that happens right over the December-January time in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Tulsa Shootout, winning that prestigious event. Really the most entries of all racing events of the year, the Tulsa Shootout. Carrying it through, getting third in a midget at Macon, Illinois, about a week or so before this big victory at US 24. And the midget racing there, and then the big dance for $10,000. What are you next looking for to, you know, to cover this? Are you wanting to try a bodied car or a winged sprint in somewhere in the near future, or you pretty good for the rest of the season? What's on your agenda?
Yeah, I want to focus on the micros and midgets this season, and hopefully next year we can venture out to wing sprint cars and step away from the micros a little bit.
Wow. Well, I think every micro sprint's parents just went, yeah, do it earlier. But no, right now, Cullen Hutchison, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline from Butler, Pennsylvania, taking the $10,000 win in the micro sprint race in Logansport, Indiana at US 24 last weekend. Definitely one to watch. And on the profabrication.com hotline, it's brought to you this week by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So for folks that watch Dirt Vision and see Millbridge Speedway, which is a popular track down here in the South that I know Cullen has raced at, the differences between it and US 24, if they didn't see any of that action, what's a lap around 24 like from the driver's seat? Can you describe that for us some?
Yeah, so 24 is way more technical than Millbridge. You know, Millbridge gets right up next to the wall, pretty much wide open. And 24, you know, the track slicks off. It may start on the bottom wide open, but later in the night, it gets really slick. You go back to the bottom, and you got to use a lot more throttle control or build a big curb, so a big ledge, and you just start pounding it and be wide open on it, making speed.
What is the driving part of the track, the driving style that you like? Is it the slick tracks? Is it the ones that are heavy and kind of hold the tires exactly where they are? Is it up high? Is it down low? How is your driving, if you could describe it?
Yeah, I feel like I excel a lot when it gets like super slick with the big curb on the top. I feel like our stuff excels with the Royal chassis and the micro, and we can always keep digging up there.
Wow, and dig, dig, dig. He has been doing all season. In the micro sprints, another $10,000 into that bank account to continue to go racing from the Big Dance, Logansport, Indiana, Butler, Pennsylvania's Cullen Hutchison, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. How about other things in a 14-year-old life? A lot of stuff going on, but do you get a chance to play any other sports, even just, you know, some pickup basketball, a little bit of golf, anything else to distract you from all this travel and all the racing that you do?
Yeah, I like when going up at home to see my family. Me and my little brother go play some basketball or football or lacrosse in the front yard, and we do a lot of fishing as well, so it's pretty neat.
Oh, wow. Well, how big is the biggest fish you've caught lately?
I caught probably a 2-pound bass yesterday.
Wow, a 2-pound bass after a $10,000 micro sprint win at Logansport, Indiana. Cullen Hutchison definitely got all the things working just the way you would want them. He is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. And what about training at this point for you? Are you iRacing? Are you doing weightlifting so that, you know, your muscle deck, you know, is better? What's a workout for you lately like?
Yeah, I like running a lot. Running and push-ups are my big thing because, you know, I'm always out on the road and I can't use weights all the time. So I use them too as I can run around at the track or somewhere and or do push-ups as well. And I do use a lot of iRacing as well, which that's one thing, you know, I build some racecraft off of.
And racecraft he has been using like none other this season. One of the top guys coming off of that Tulsa shootout victory early in the year and carrying it through the Big Dance, as they call it, at Logansport, Indiana, at US 24. Social media, so important. Where can we follow you so we can learn all about you and all the people behind you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Cullen Hutchison Racing at Facebook and on the rest of the platforms, Cullen Hutchison.
Cullen Hutchison, a lot of people are following him, not only online, but on the racetrack, because he is a winner. Winning at US 24 in Logansport. Cullen, thanks for taking the time to join us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
Shane Van Gisbergen for the final time up here in turn number two. He brought a gun to a knife fight today. Then we got Noah Gregson around right in the middle of the pack, and he got hammered by Ryan Preece. Brad Keselowski's off into the dirt as well.
The Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma, Sunday, June 28th. Tickets at SonomaRaceway.com.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
This July, it's more than a race. It's a full-on, wide-open NASCAR weekend. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, takes over Echo Park Speedway July 11th and 12th. Engines roaring, lights blazing. It's high-speed action on the track and tailgates that turn into stories. All under the lights. Bring your crew, make memories. It's a summer night you won't forget. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. Get tickets now at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. Fresh off of the victory at Cochran Speedway in Georgia, the Robin Wynn Memorial for the Southern All-Star Series, Shane Clanton. Hey, Shane, welcome back.
And a race that, for those that knew Robin Wynn, had to have a little bit more prestige. As somebody that did know her, what did this mean to you to get this win?
Oh, it means a lot. Anytime you can win a memorial race, it means a lot. But especially when you know somebody personally that's done some business with you or whatever, and just to honor them the way they did down there was pretty cool.
Well, Robin Wynn Memorial at Cochrane Speedway last weekend for the Southern All-Stars. Shane Clanton on the line. Came from rows and rows and rows back to grab the win. You know, you always go to win races and such, but climbing through and passing cars along the way and the laps starting to wind down, when do you get the sense that, you know, I'm close enough, this might happen tonight? Is it passing the first car to get a spot, or is it somewhere around, you know, getting towards second and third where you figure you can hunt the guy down? What was it like the night at Cochrane, making those passes and getting the victory?
Well, I think when you pass the first couple of cars, you know how good your car, or the first couple laps, you know how good your car's going to be. But when we got in the second there, and I was just biding my time trying to just hunt Will down because he had taken the lead, and I knew my car was good, and I didn't want the caution to come out. I wanted to pass him just out in the green. But we were fortunate enough to get the lead there and hold everybody else off.
Shane Clanton did that and got the victory. The Robin Wynn Memorial Cochrane Speedway Southern All-Star Series last week. He is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So getting this first stateside win of the year, you know, you've won an awful lot. The World, the Dream, places, you know, a title in the World of Outlaws and such. How does this still make you feel, you know, grabbing a victory here stateside and, you know, pulling this one together? Is it still got a lot of juice when you pull into victory lane for you personally?
Oh, yeah. Every time you can win, you don't know when your last win is going to be. So you don't take none for granted. It's the most humbling sport that you can be in. I might not ever win another race. So to get that one win is always special.
Well, and a special victory for a special lady. Robin Wynn, the memorial for the Southern All-Star Series at Cochrane. Shane Clanton, the winner, on the ProFab Hotline, chatting with us today. And, you know, we talked about this was your first stateside victory, but you went out of the country and grabbed a couple of dirt late model wins earlier in the year. What was that adventure like? Where was it? And what was that adventure like for you personally?
Oh, it was something unique. Just a trip getting there, it took a long time.
Flying. And that was Australia, right?
We flew to Australia and run for five races over there, and we're fortunate enough to win two of them, to run second in one and then run third in the other. We had a good 2 weeks worth over there.
What is the racing, what is the difference like over there? What do you notice that they do different than you know, Sonoya or Cochrane or tracks that, you know, we go to in and around the country? How do they do things different that, you know, somebody would notice if they went over there?
So as far as the racing-wise, it's about the same as us. We go in left-hand circle, they go in left-hand circle. But when you go driving and you drive on the right side of the road, then that's totally different.
I bet that wakes you up the first time you see him coming the other way, and it's weird that way, isn't it?
Yeah, that part was weird. But no, the racing side of it, they do things just like we do. And I think they learned some of that stuff from us. We send a lot of cars over there, and all from the U.S. It's not just us, but there's a lot of different ones that send their own cars over there to race. They've always said they've been behind technology-wise, but they've caught up a lot with us sending new cars over there and new technology over there.
Shane Clanton, the winner of Cochrane Southern All-Star Series Robin Wynn Memorial last weekend, chatting with us about going to Australia, doing the racing thing internationally and such. And you're a big part of Capital Racing Chassis, the frame builder, if you will, based in Georgia, that makes a lot of dirt late models and such. How long, if somebody orders one from Australia, once it's finished, how long is the process of getting that piece all the way over to Perth, say, where you raced?
Well, we sent two over there at the beginning of the year before we left, and they didn't quite make it. it took them, they're supposed to be on the water for 45 days, and they was on the water for 60 days.
Ooh.
And then it's another week once it gets there to fumigate it and do all the stuff that the port does to even allow it into the country. They don't like no dirt from over here. They don't like no oil from over here. So it's got to be real clean, and you got to do the proper steps to make it where it cuts it down, but it still took 60-some days just to get it over there.
That is quite a process to get a chassis, the frameworks of a race car, all the way over to the racers that are doing it, as Shane says, virtually the same, but over there, and to keep them up with the latest technology. Shane Clinton's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner at Cochrane a week or so last weekend, and taking time to chat with us. Racing, not a tour so specific now. Is this kind of a bucket list year where you go to Australia, get to go to Cochrane here, there, and still promote race cars and racing for you? Is it a kinder, gentler way of going racing, if you will?
Well, it is, but with me and Chad owning Kappa Race Cars now, it's I need to race as much as I can, but yet I still got to take care of my customers. So I race when I want to. Basically, a fair weather racer, you'd say. I'm not sure if bucket list is the right word, but because I love racing so much. So I want to race as much as I can. It's just how much time and where I can go to race.
Well, wherever Shane Clanton goes, buy a ticket, go watch him. Still got all the lightning and thunder in him that brought in the 2015 World of Outlaws Late Model Championship. A great ambassador for the sport. And if you need a car, Capital Race Cars, definitely be one to check Shane out about. Shane, thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
This July, it's more than a race. It's a full-on, wide-open NASCAR weekend. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, takes over Echo Park Speedway July 11th and 12th. Engines roaring, lights blazing. It's high-speed action on the track and tailgates that turn into stories. All under the lights. Bring your crew, make memories. It's a summer night you won't forget. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. Get tickets now at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the track. Lots and lots of racing going on. You got your local track. You got the track that's not too far away, and even the track that you could go to on a vacay. Get out and support grassroots racing and follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media, X, Facebook, and Instagram, all powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And ProFabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.